Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making, we're going to the lines themselves. Gary of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gary of Madison?
Morning, Matt. A couple of things here. You know, I think Garland might be afraid of prosecuting Trump because of personal threats. And I'm jumping to another subject. As for voting, states, even with a federal law, states could still put some kind of ridiculous state laws in there, like you can't vote. Some people vote from A through, with their names A through K in the morning, and then L through Z. They might have some ridiculous. But here's the other thing. Russia's got me really bothered. If they go into Ukraine, invade Ukraine, they might go Lithuania, Estonia, Poland, go into the, up to the Baltic. Who's going to stop them? So that's all I have, Matt. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Gary. Yeah, that's, you said a mouthful, and you went over a lot of different terrains there, a lot of different terrains. With regard to Merrick Garland, I think that there have been death threats to everybody in government, really. But when they do it to a president, of course, that's escalated. You have the Secret Service involved. But Fauci's gotten death threats. Merrick Garland's gotten death threats. I think that there is something, and I'm going to talk about this in a little bit in this segment, but I think that there is something to the notion that if you indict Trump, and he should be indicted, and I'll explain in a bit, you are going to energize 30-35% of the country, and you don't want mass movements on that kind of thing. So before you put before the current president's administration puts a former president in prison, which is more the case in places like Africa, Russia, maybe China, North Korea, maybe the Middle East, that kind of thing, it has to be done carefully, and there's a way to do it carefully in my view, but your insight may be good. Ukraine, I am very concerned about that. And what's happened is, remember something, we at one time, Russia occupied, the Russians occupied Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, all of Eastern Europe, Hungary, the Czech Republic, you had communists in Serbia, Croatia, East Germany. When the Berlin Wall came down back in the late 80s, initially, even Gorbachev and Yeltsin said, well, stay neutral, keep NATO out of Eastern Europe. And fortunately, we didn't pay any attention to that. So Poland's in NATO now, and a lot of the other ones, Lithuania. If they went into Poland, if they went into Eastern Europe like that, and it's a NATO country, we're forced by treaty to respond, and we will. Ukraine is not in NATO. It was proposed to be in NATO originally, and Germany and France vetoed it. To get into NATO, you have to be unanimous. All countries have to agree, and for a simple reason. They have a mutual defense pact. So no country wants to agree to defend somebody they don't want to really defend. Ukraine used to be part of Poland. Lithuania used to be part of Poland. In the 18th century, Poland had the largest landmass of any country in Europe, and included Lithuania and Ukraine. It was divided up in 1795 by Prussia, Russia, and Austria. And all through the 19th century, it didn't exist as a country. So if somebody sells you a map that has Poland on it in the 19th century, it's a forgery. After the First World War, Poland got reconstituted, and it was briefly free until the Second World War, and the Nazis came in They had a devil's pact with Stalin, and the Nazis took over. The Nazis were defeated. The Ruskies went in and brutalized Poland the way they always had. And Poland once again was under their yoke until 1989. Then you had Lech Walesa, the great union guy, the electrician in the shipyard. And you had Pope John Paul II, Saint John Paul II, a great pope and a great Polish patriot. And the Ruskies got driven out. You had Gorbachev, and he facilitated it, but then Yeltsin, for about 10 years in the 90s, there was briefly democracy. I was in Moscow and St. Petersburg in 1997, the delegation from the Justice Department, talking to Russian lawyers and prosecutors. They're great people. The people are great. They've had a corrupt government since the year 900, basically, the czars, and then communists. 10 years they had of freedom, unfortunately. Putin came back in. Putin initially said, you need a strong man to stop the Chechenians from bombing our apartment buildings in Moscow. Some apartment buildings got blown up and people got killed. He said it was Chechenians. Turned out it was Putin. Putin had his secret forces bomb his own people. And then he has held on ever since, 22 years later. And he passed a law that said he can be president till 2036. It's a corrupt system of government. Here's the challenge, here's the solution. They have nuclear weapons, so do we. Nobody wants a nuclear war. They don't want a nuclear war. And they know if they go into a NATO country, we will respond. The NATO countries are like Poland and that kind of thing. But Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, they're already starting. In Estonia, when you have a border with Russia, here's what they do. They went and kidnapped the guy a couple of years ago in Estonia. Said he was anti-Russian. So what? He's in Estonia. Latvia, remember, Belarus, acting at Russia's instigation, hijacked a plane right out of the Latvian airport, took it to Belarus, and then arrested and tortured a guy on it and his girlfriend, who had been critical of the Belarusian / Russian authority. We need to stand up. They do not want a nuclear war. We can do a number of things to these people. We can cut them off the SWIFT system. That's that international agreement among banks to facilitate commercial transactions, which would shut down their banking system. We can provide lots of weapons to these people, trainers, and bomb Russian troops. Now, does that precipitate a nuclear war? No, it doesn't precipitate a nuclear war. They're entering into other people's territory. I would like to see Biden, and I think so far he's corrected himself. He's got to be a lot more forceful with Russia and Ukraine, in my view. Yesterday, somebody from Fox said to him, why don't we preemptively attack Russia? And he said, well, that's a stupid question. Well, what he meant was, we have no intention of doing it, but you don't have to necessarily communicate that to the Ruskies. The correct answer to that was simply, we're not going to discuss military policy. You leave things open. Putin's a coward and a bully. Putin, Putin lives in a cocoon with security forces. He's desperately afraid of being assassinated by his own people because they're all crooked in that government and every one of them wants his position, his money. If they get a chance, they'll bump him off. There's no such thing as retirement from that kind of position. When you retire, you're killed. So you have to kill or be killed, and you have to gin up foreign involvements simply to look like you're tough. So he's saying Ukraine. Well, the truth is that Ukraine, this is 2022. This isn't 1945. He doesn't get to redraw the maps of Europe. I think if you saw if he did what he's doing on the Ukrainian border with Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, you'd see massive troop movements by the United States and NATO right on that border. He's not crazy. We have access to the Black Sea. We have access to Russian waters right around him. And when you think about it, if this makes you feel any better, Gary, it would be as if there were Russians all over the Caribbean and Mexico. There were Russians in Colombia and Venezuela. There were ships all over, and they were like 5 miles off the coast of Norfolk, Virginia, all the time. that would freak people out. Well, that's what we're doing to them, and we should. And the final thing I'll say is this. At some point, if a nation wants to invade another nation, they have to have a reason why they're a superior culture. Russia's culture stagnated after the 19th century. They produced Tchaikovsky, Mussorgsky, Pushkin, Dostoevsky, and that's it. In the 20th century, they produced mass murder, communism, and their literature has been complaining about the gulag. They're a slave state. They have all the indicia of communism, except they got rid of the name. Fraud, you have no right to privacy over there. In the United States, you have a right to be let alone. Well, you're not let alone over there. They live in an Orwell society. North Korea and China are even worse. And this business of exporting a slave state to Ukraine or Taiwan or that kind of thing, that's not going to happen. I think I would be a lot tougher, and I would simply say, you are a slave state. You're not taking over Ukraine. Ukraine's values and our values will take over you. If Russia were a free country, they'd have a literature, they would exist on something other than fear, and they could be quite powerful. But they're not. They're a slave state. So thank you for what that's worth. That gets us off a lot of topics, but a bit of Russian and Eastern European history. Very important stuff. Very important stuff. We're going to get back to your question about the criminal prosecution of Donald Trump in the next segment. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.